Hey girl, I'm glad you're here tuning into the Vegan Goddess podcast. As usual, I will be your host. My name is Jasmine and I am an online fitness coach for powerful vegan women and owner of Vegan Goddess Fitness, which is the most amazing fitness coaching experience for vegan women on the planet. And I don't think I'm just being biased. On this episode, I'll go deep on topics that I wish I knew more about when I was in your shoes trying to navigate my own fitness journey. We'll talk about how to grow beautiful muscles, optimal nutrition so you don't just look good, but you also feel good too, and topics to help you save a ton of time and energy as you navigate your own health and fitness journey. Be sure to stick around until the end because I always end these episodes with some goodies to offer you. Thank you for being here and welcome to today's episode. So today I have my amazing former client, Amanda. We worked together for quite a while, and I want to say it was around a year. And what I loved specifically about her transformation was how she like really evolved outside of just like nutrition and diet and workouts. But during the process of her transformation, she actually gave up drinking alcohol. So I'll let her introduce herself. So Amanda, if you want to just kind of let us know a little bit about you and who you are in your journey, and then we kind of just jump into the episode.
Okay. Hi, I'm Amanda, and I've been vegan for 10 years now, and I joined Vegan Goddess Fitness kind of just to really dedicate myself to my wellness and just like a whole foods, plant-based lifestyle. Being vegan for 10 years, I was definitely like have gone through all the different phases of veganism, even was like trying to do that raw till four thing for a while. So I definitely had like some experience with whole foods, but never like this. And it was just a time that I really wanted to like dedicate myself to my health in like a holistic way, because I've always had been really focused on staying active and, you know, being healthy. But I felt like, in terms of this topic, I felt like I was really sabotaging myself with how much I would drink. And that might just be like a personal thing. And maybe this won't like really, like maybe not everybody would relate to this, but like, I would drink a lot. I would hold off like all week and I would be like really good and I would eat well and not drink. And then once the weekend came, then it was off the rails and I would just like drink and then, you know, being hungover, not want to work out, eat crappy. And then that's just how it was. So when I found Vegan Goddess Fitness, I just was like, okay, I'm really going to dedicate myself to doing this 100%. Cause like, what would my life look like if I just did away with the things that I felt like weren't really serving me? So I guess that's where I was in my journey, or where this took me. I hope that answers or introduces everything.
Yeah, definitely. And just for context, if you're new here and you don't know what like a whole foods plant-based diet is, that pretty much is a nutrition style that doesn't have like faux meats or processed vegan items as the center of the diet. So like a lot of people that go vegan, they tend to mimic what a standard American diet looks like, or what a just traditional diet looks like, where you have the protein source as the main source. Like if before going vegan, that could have been like your chicken or your fish or whatever. And then usually a traditional American meal will have a side that's like a carb and a vegetable perhaps. So when we go vegan, we tend to still want to design our nutrition styles the same way. So most people will just go and replace the meat with like a meat alternative, and have like a very similar way of eating. But obviously with having a lot of processed food, a lot of people don't feel their best doing that the same way they probably didn't feel their best and they were still eating animal products. So a whole food plant-based diet just kind of changes the way that nutrition looks. There's no like star of the show. It's like just a beautiful mixture of all types of whole plant-based foods that are in their natural form. And raw till four is a cool nutrition style as well, where you eat raw until 4 p.m. and then you eat cooked food. So that can be like smoothies or smoothie bowls, juices, salads. So it's kind of like a semi-popular eating style that I heard about on social media, and I've had success with it too. I liked it, but it's not for everybody. But I'm glad that you found what you were looking for as far as like where you fit in being vegan 10 years. Like, you know, it's cool that you now are like, okay, this is what makes sense for me and my goals. But the highlight here is giving up the consumption of alcohol. So I can relate to you here because I've even done like previous episodes where I've talked about giving up alcohol. In fact, I've done it a lot. Like I want to say, like you, all through my 20s, I would just like wild out on the weekends. Like I would be quote unquote good during the week, you know? And then on the weekends, like no rules. We're going out, we're staying up until wee hours of the morning, we're drinking, we're pre-gaming, like having, you know, a good old time or whatever. But then that would change in the morning and you're like, oh my gosh, like that feeling of like the headache and being dehydrated. Like, I don't know how I went so many years, like just kind of doing this whole thing over and over again. So tell me like what has changed for you since giving up alcohol and how long has it been?
It's definitely been over a year. I think I just passed like 400 days not having any alcohol. So yeah, it's pretty crazy just because the way I used to be and stuff, which is the same thing that I say about like veganism. I'll always be like, oh, you never would have guessed I would have done this. Mm-hmm. So it's like definitely just like another step towards like, I think, being the best version of myself. And I really consider like veganism was more of like a selfless thing where I was like caring about the environment and animals, and health was always on the back burner. I never was really like, oh, I'm going vegan for my health. Mm-hmm. And then years and years later, you know, then, you know, I start having to like think about that kind of stuff. But with giving up alcohol, this was like more of like a selfish thing where I was like, this isn't about anybody or anything but myself and like making myself feel better. Because like I said, I would be hungover, I wouldn't work out, or I would, and I don't know how I did it. And then I just wouldn't eat well. I would eat like the really processed foods. I would get like vegan junk food. And I literally felt sick all day. And like, I never would really throw up, but I just felt so sick to my stomach all the time. So like one thing about like not drinking, I definitely have my weekends back. I have a lot more time on my hands, that's for sure. But I mean, more time to do things that are like healthier and like make me happier. I have like a lot less anxiety. And I wouldn't say like I saw like dramatic results, like, oh, I like lost so much weight because I stopped drinking alcohol, like you would think, but like where I was at in my journey, it's like, I'm not going to see like these crazy, crazy results or anything.
I didn't either, by the way. I didn't lose like any weight or anything, or because a lot of people say, oh, I stopped drinking and I lost 20 pounds or like these crazy stories. And I didn't have that result either.
I know. I was kind of bummed too, because I'm thinking, man, I'm going to be like so fake because I'm like not drinking and eating all these crappy foods. But it's like, I don't know. I guess I just like, it wasn't really affecting me like looks wise as much, you know, as I thought it was. But I mean, it's so much more than that, because it was just like I just like got my life back in a sense, I guess, where it's just like, I'm not anxious all the time of like, what did I do and say last night? And like, just having that anxiety all day, like, oh, I'm so embarrassed of like saying this or doing this and just like regretting my actions. So I think like overall, I just like feel so much mentally healthier and just like happier. I mean, sometimes, you know, it's like, it is hard because I don't drink. And then like those people that I used to drink with and was friends with and stuff, like I don't really hang out with them anymore. So that kind of like really shows you like who your friends are and stuff, because it's just like, okay, so I'm not fun to be around anymore because I don't want to drink with you, which is like, so not the case. I feel like I'm like always fun, but then you just like notice like people distancing themselves from you. And I think that's like something to think about when you're like making these kind of decisions, like even going vegan or like, you know, giving up drinking and like just getting healthier in general, like you lose people along the way. And for like, sure. and ultimately that's not a bad thing. Right. Cause like you're becoming the best version of yourself. And if those people aren't along for the ride, then that's fine. But, yeah. So I feel like it comes with like ups and downs, because you like are really happy that you're not like making a fool of yourself anymore, like being sick all the time and stuff. But also it's just like, it can be like a little bit isolating, which is, it goes hand in hand with like veganism. Cause like the whole, it's funny cause I don't even really talk about raw till four, but I remember like raw till four being like, oh, I can't have a social life, because it was like really hard, like the way I ate. So I felt like I couldn't like eat out with a lot of people and stuff, but I guess that's besides the point. The point is like, it can be isolating, but like at the same time, it's just like, you know, you got to do what's right for you.
I do think that the relationships that you have when you don't drink, they're more meaningful, because you're actually bonding with each other. Whereas it's kind of funny, I'm sure you've noticed this, when you just observe people who drink together, it's almost like everyone's in their own little world, but all together.
Yeah.
So like they interact with each other, but everyone's having their very own experience. And it's really, really weird and interesting to watch from like a sober perspective. So I think when you do have relationships that still make it into sobriety, and you guys actually do things that are meaningful, like talk about things that are important, or go on a hike, or just do other things that are not like to distract you from living your life. I feel like alcohol really is just like a distraction. It's a way to keep our minds busy. So when you can just be like fully present and be with somebody, I do think that the relationship is like a lot stronger. But I completely agree. Like when I don't drink, I feel like I don't have anyone really to hang out with. Like, I don't know who is going to want to just like go and drink tea and talk. Like, it's so normal now. Everyone's like, oh, let's go get a drink.
Yeah.
And that's how you connect with people.
Right.
Would you say that going vegan was easier or harder than giving up alcohol?
I almost want to say it was like easier, because there was just so many like factors that made me want to do it. And it was just like, I stuck to my guns with that. And like, I was just like, and also like, I think being vegan for so long also helped me going sober. Well, that's a weird way of putting it, I guess, but in a way, it kind of prepped me for it. Because it's like you start to like give up things that you don't want in your life anymore. And that was just, I was just thinking, well, what's another thing? You know, like I don't drink milk anymore. I'm not going to drink alcohol anymore. So it almost like they kind of like helped the other. And like just having like so many reasons of wanting to go vegan, that was kind of in a way easier. I mean, I did take baby steps. Like at first I was vegetarian for 2 years. And then eventually I gave up like dairy, and then eventually eggs and stuff. So it was all like a baby step kind of thing. Whereas like with alcohol, you just give up alcohol, you know? So, I don't know there, I guess it's hard to say, cause like they're both like difficult things to give up, but I think definitely being vegan like helped stop drinking alcohol.
You know, it's funny that, a lot of times, like when speaking to the ladies inside of Vegan Goddess, let's say like someone's having a day where they just feel like, oh, I don't have the willpower to do this, or they're like mentioning that they're struggling with something, I always remind everyone, like, listen, if you can go vegan, you can do anything. Because with the process of going vegan, there's so many people that don't agree with you or want to tease you about it. It makes life inconvenient, because if you're going and socializing with people who don't share the same values, like you have to figure out how to eat. Do I eat ahead of time? What do I eat after to make sure that like I'm not going to be starving? How do I go about conversations when people want to ask me all these like questions that are honestly kind of like insulting to me? Like, I feel like going vegan is such a test to our commitment. And if we can figure out how to live in a non-vegan world as vegans, like we can absolutely make any change we want.
Right. Cause it's also easier to say like why you don't want to drink when people ask. You could just be like, oh, it makes me feel like crap. Oh, I I'm allergic, or oh, I feel like there's way more excuses where it's like when you go vegan, like when people are asking like, oh, why are you vegan? It's like, well, do you really want me to tell you? Because like, it's going to make this really awkward, especially when they're eating meat and stuff. They're like, always. Oh, I can't believe you don't want this and stuff. And it's like, well, there's a ton of reasons why I don't want to do this. Like, do you really want to know? Like, because you're going to feel like either like defensive and just like get mad, or like, it's just awkward, you know? So in a way it's like social, like kind of stigmas, I guess. Like, it just makes it hard, especially when you are vegan and sober, then it's like, people are like, oh my God, you don't do anything. And it's like, I guess, like, I don't even really like think of it. Like, being vegan is just like ingrained to who I am. So it's just like, that's just like, I can never imagine ever like eating animals again. That's just so weird to me. And then like with the alcohol thing, I mean, it's only been like a year, but I can't even imagine like going back and like doing that either. And it's just like, I feel bad for people who can't really like see past like doing those things. Cause it's just like, there's so much more to life than eating barbecue and drinking beer. Like,
mm-hmm. I feel like giving up alcohol was harder.
Really?
Because like, kind of like what you were saying with going vegan, there's so many compelling reasons. There's the environment, there's the animals, there's, you know, how you feel. And there's so many things. So like, let's say one day you're like, well, I don't care that I feel like shit. Be like, but I mean, I still care about the animals and I do still care about the environment. So I guess like, it's not enough to make me make any wild decisions that I'll regret later. Mm-hmm. With drinking alcohol, I feel like by nature, it's quite self-sabotaging. So once you get in the habit of being okay doing that, like it's easy-ish to be like, oh, I mean, one more weekend, whatever, I'll deal with the hangover. Like I have all these years and like I'll start next weekend. Like when it's only selfish, sometimes we can convince ourselves like, oh, it'll be fine because no one else is really affected by it. I mean, depending on what kind of drinker, you know, you are, like, let's say if you're someone who like fights with people or whatever, when you drink, then obviously it does affect other people. But if you're just like a social drinker and you deciding whether you want to drink or not, it generally doesn't really affect too many people but you. So if you have one of those moods where you're like, well, fuck it, I just don't care, I think it's easier. There aren't any like backup things that are like, but the animals or but this and but that. You're like, oh, okay. So it's easier to just cave in, in my opinion.
Yeah. That's why I said, I guess like, that's like such a selfish thing because nobody's going to care. And there's really no like obvious like consequences unless you've had like, you know, bad things happen to you while you drank, which I have. So I just like, that's like always in the back of my mind, like, well, nothing's ever like gotten better from me drinking. I'm the type of person that if I say I'm gonna do something, I literally cannot go back on it. And if I like also make it public, like on social media, that I've been like such and such days sober, or like celebrating the fact that I was a year, I'm like, I can never go back now. Like, I'm just like, I don't like looking like a flake. I don't like looking like I don't stick to my word. That's just like who I am. I just don't like people who are wishy-washy and like fall back. Like, and that's the thing I don't like. Whenever I tell someone I'm vegan, people always be like, oh, I tried that for like such and such time. It didn't work for me. Oh, I tried that. I'm like, so you're telling me you're a quitter then? So I'm always just like, I don't know. I know a lot of people don't have like that kind of willpower, but again, I think like being vegan so long has like really helped this whole transition and the sobriety, and just like, and it's so weird to like say like sober and sobriety. I feel like it's so like clinical and it's so like I should be going to AA or something. Like, it's not like that. It's just like, I'm like, I just don't want to do this anymore. Like, and I don't have totally like agree. This crazy issue where I'm like sitting at home, like thinking about it constantly. It's just like not a non-factor now. It's just like another thing I don't partake in.
I agree. And some people that are in a similar boat call it dry instead of sober. Because I agree, like when you say sober, it could hint or indicate that maybe it was like a problem that you like maybe had a problem with it. And I think like, typically most people, the way they consume alcohol is a problem.
Right. Which,
like in no way, I don't judge anyone that drinks like, or how they drink or if they drink a little or a lot or not at all or occasionally, like that's, I think that's really everyone's own business. I see going vegan and like drinking versus not as very, very different things. I see it more like morally, like going vegan's the right thing. You know, there's like an animal that doesn't want to die, or they're, you know, like the environment right. that is being affected. So to me, being vegan or choosing not to eat animals is like a more of a moral thing. And I think with drinking, it's very personal. So it doesn't like, I don't think, and that's it. And it's not that I'm even indicating that so, like this, a vegan person is like more moral than a non-vegan person, because that's not what I'm trying to say either. I think everyone really has to arrive at these changes on their own.
Yeah.
I don't think that people who eat animals are bad people, the same way that I don't think people who drink alcohol are bad people. I think everyone has to like find their own timeline of what makes the most sense. Mm-hmm. I think because drinking alcohol is such a normal thing, the same way like consuming animals is, it's mindless for so many people. Yeah. And even though like their heart or their soul or their subconscious is like telling them, I don't align with this anymore, it's really hard to break free from it, because how else do you connect with people? How, I mean, the same way that we like meet people for a meal, and like, how am I going to tell my family or my friends that like, I don't want to go meet at that place anymore. I don't eat that thing anymore. It's like a conversation many people aren't really ready to have, even if they do feel internally ready for that change.
Yeah.
I think it's really cool that you were willing to try that out. I think it's a good quality that you are someone who likes to stick to their word, because there are a lot of people that don't. So I think that's a good thing. It's a good thing. Having a little bit of pressure to make sure that we stay in line with what we say we want to do, I think is a good thing. I felt the same way too. Like when I'm like, oh, I'm going to go 6 months, or I'm going to go this, like I'm going to finish that fucking 6 months because I've already said it. Like, I just need to do it now. And like, even now, I don't want to be like misleading in any way, because I've given up alcohol a ton of times. The role alcohol plays in my life right now is it's basically non-existent. Like I was someone who really enjoyed going to like a brewery with my boyfriend, ordering like some appetizers and drinking an IPA. And like, that was a dreamy day for me.
Yeah.
Since like getting rid of alcohol for the most, before, like I wanted to go to brunch and blackout, and that was like fun. But like adult me, I've evolved me, is like, I just kind of like the environment. So like here and there, I mean, I can't even remember last time I had a beer. Like my boyfriend will offer me and I'll like have a sip of it. And I'm like, nah, I'm good. Here you go. Cause like, I like the taste of it and stuff, but I actually don't even enjoy being buzzed anymore.
Really?
No.
Yeah. I mean, like, I like it. I'm like, there's nothing about that I don't like being drunk. I think it's like the aftermath of everything for me, because I just take it like 0 to 100. Like, I am not the type of person that can just like, I mean, like, I definitely have gone to like eat and like just had a beer. Like, you know, there will be those moments where I could have just like just stopped. But if it's like with friends and we're going out and like all that, I just get like caught up in the hype, and I just like, I'm bad with it. And like, I don't know, I think it has a lot to do with like the United States and like our drinking age, and like how like we all, you know, weren't allowed to drink for so long, yet we all probably did underage. And so I just think like our culture around it just like encourages that. So I think that's why I had like kind of like a problem with it, not in a sense where it like ruined my life. Like, you know, on the outside I was like still like functioning adult with like a good job and like decent place, and just like on the outside everything looks good, you know, but then like on the inside I'm like always doing things that I'm like regretting or just like not feeling good about it and stuff. So there's just like, I just had to stop. And so like, it's not that I didn't like the actual part of it, but like just afterwards I just felt like bad about myself and stuff. So
not that I want you to find out, but I'm willing to bet that if, let's say, tomorrow you're like, you know what, I want to drink one more time just for old time's sake, I have a feeling that you would drink and be like, I never mind. Like, can I be undrunk? Like, I just don't vibe with this anymore, because I felt the same as you. I was like, no, I had a great time. I always like enjoyed it and like had a, you know, whatever, you enjoyed the drinking experience. But when taking such a long break from it, and I think it was like when some friends came to like visit or something, and they're like, come on, just have like, you know, a drink or two. And I'm like, okay. I wanted to like undo it. I was like, oh, this feels like so weird. I don't know. It was very new for me as someone who had been buzzed a lot. It was like in my 20s, I drank a ton. Like, it just felt like a totally new experience. I was like, I don't like this. I want to be like in my right mind. I want to be able to think the way that I normally think. I want to have control over my thoughts and my body. And like, if I want to leave somewhere, I want to be able to leave. Like, it just, I don't know. I didn't like it anymore. It was so weird.
Yeah. I always think like, oh, maybe if I like start drinking again, I'd be like more controlled about it. Cause you know, I was like so controlled about not drinking for so long that I'm like, oh, maybe I would actually be able to just, you know, have a couple and call it quits and be good and stuff. And I mean, it could very well be a possibility, but at the same time, like, I'm just like, what's the point? Like, no, that was like my problem too. I'd be like, what's the point of just a couple? Yeah. I don't want to like go on and on about like alcoholism or anything, but you know, I just overall, it's like, this is just like better for me mentally. And it definitely has improved my relationships. Like, I wouldn't have met my boyfriend that I'm with now, because we both don't drink, and I wouldn't have met him if it wasn't for like that decision. And then like, it really forces us to like sit with our feelings and stuff. Like, if something comes up, like we work things out. And it's not like, I used to have a really bad habit of like getting mad at a boyfriend and then like going out and drinking and just like trying to make him jealous or something, just like stupid, like immature, like behavior. But like now it's like, it really forces you to work on your relationships, really shows you like who's really there for you and like who wants to be there through, because it's not pretty like giving up this kind of stuff and then kind of feeling like lonely. Yeah. Just, it's something to work through. So it's nice to see like how your relationships improve without alcohol.
Yeah, I'm glad that you said that too, because for anyone listening, if they've been contemplating giving up alcohol, the same way like with going vegan, I think it's important to like set the right expectations for people, because if we only make it seem like it's all just great and amazing, when someone doesn't have that experience or when someone is like struggling with something, they might feel like they're the only ones, or maybe it was a mistake. But I think if like us as vegan women or as people who completely change their relationship with alcohol, I think if we can be transparent about what the journey looked like where it was hard, where it was great, then we can set proper expectations for other people who are thinking of doing the same thing. Because you're right, it's not always easy. Like sometimes you don't really know where your place is exactly, like in your social circles. And that can be really hard.
Yeah, it just gets like really lonely.
I hear you, but it sounds like a lot of good has come from it too.
Yeah, definitely more than good than bad.
Yes. And that's the point. That's the purpose of today's episode, because obviously like the podcast is mainly about being vegan, health and fitness. And many people only associate like, what are you eating? How much are you lifting as health and fitness? But a lot of it too is our relationship with ourselves. And our relationship with like other things such as, well, our relationship with other people, our relationship with alcohol, the way that we handle food. Like, health is so much more than just how much are you lifting and your meal plan. So I thought this was a really cool topic to discuss today, because I think we're always going to be our healthiest when alcohol is not present. In fact, I don't know if you knew, Amanda, but there was a recent study that came out that said there is no like actual safe alcohol consumption. I think probably for a long time, you know, like tobacco industry, meat and dairy industry, they're always trying to figure out how to get data to show that it's actually not that bad for you. So people
like the red wine.
Exactly. So now that's been like debunked by science, that there is actually no safe consumption. There is no amount of alcohol that will benefit your health in any way. It's all just not, yeah, it's just not helping. So there's really like, there's no hiding anymore. It's kind of like, am I choosing to engage in an activity that I know is disrupting the natural process of my body that could be contributing to me not being as happy, or continuing these habits that are not good for me, like, let's say, eating a bunch of junk food, staying up late, just kind of beating myself up. I think everyone will reach a point where they question it. And my advice to anyone listening is, if you do get that little nudge, that internal nudge that's like, hey, maybe I should reconsider this, maybe I should try being sober for a little bit, I encourage you to listen to it. And not to say that you have to tell yourself that you will never drink again, or like you're quitting forever, but give yourself the opportunity to find out. The same way that I suggest people to do with going vegan. If like you see a video, or if you hear something and you're like, man, being vegan sounds really great, like, just try it. You don't have to commit yourself to your life, like, or commit your life to it and say, I'm never going to do this again, but allow yourself to have the experience and go from there.
Yeah. It's funny you say that, 'cause like when I first started like being vegetarian, I was like, I watched Food Inc. and I was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe like how much eating meat has an impact on the environment. Like, let me just see if I can do this, because like I loved meat. Like, like how much I love to eat that kind of stuff, I don't know. But I really didn't think I would be able to do it. Like, I was just like, oh, like, let me try it out. Let me see how long I can last. And then 12 years later, I still haven't had meat, you know? So it's just like, if you just set it with the right mindset, I guess, that you're like, just going to try it out and see how it goes, like, maybe you'll be pleasantly surprised on like either front, like veganism or alcohol. It's just like, you never know like how you'll feel. So, and probably better, but just give it a chance, I guess, is like the point I'm trying to make.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. Well, I love this conversation. I hope that anyone listening, if you currently drink, this is in no way like an episode to judge you or anyone that's deciding to drink. That's totally your choice. It's your life. It's your body. It's completely on you. Drinking doesn't make you good or bad. The only thing is, maybe open yourself up to other possibilities to expand on your own happiness and your own evolution, and see if alcohol really is helping you get where you want to go, or if it's getting in your way. Well, that is today's episode. Any things you want to say, Amanda?
I don't think so. I've probably talked enough. But thank you for having me. Thanks for asking. I was like super flattered that you wanted me to join you today. So it was fun.
Thank you for doing this. That is it for today's episode, y'all. I hope you enjoyed, and I hope it even got you thinking. I'm not sure what your current relationship is with alcohol at the moment. But nonetheless, whether you drink a little, a lot, or not at all, I hope this episode got you thinking or inspired you to take action on some things that align with you. Anyway, that is it for our episode today. Just a quick reminder before we log off, I do have a whole series of free masterclasses that I am launching. I tend to launch a new one at least every month. That's the current pace right now. If you want to be in the know of every time a new masterclass is launching and you want to be able to register, it would be a great idea to be on my email list, because that is where I announce them. I find myself spending less and less time on Instagram lately. I kind of just go with the flow with Instagram because I feel like I could very easily be consumed by it. So sometimes I go through phases where I'm on Instagram a lot, and I go through other phases where I just can't be bothered with Instagram. But I will always announce new masterclasses, new programs, new opportunities, freebies in my email list. And I try to do my best to announce them here too. So if you want to make sure that you are up to date on everything, all the freebies, all the masterclasses, all the things, it would be a great idea to be on my email list. And you can opt into my email list in the show notes below this episode here. There will be a subscription link, and I promise you, I don't bomb you with tons of emails and stuff. It's just the important things, what's going on in the Vegan Goddess universe. So I will see you on the next episode.